This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The Bush administration's effort to kickstart the Middle East peace process ended with an agreement to continue to talk, which is not insignificant when it comes to this historic conflict. Israeli and Palestinian leaders yesterday agreed to restart talks in hopes of getting a peace treaty in place by the end of 2008. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman with more.
Opening up a one-day conference at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, President Bush said a battle is underway for the future of the Middle East and, quote, we should not let the extremists win. That was his way of explaining the need to formally launch the Israeli-Palestinian peace process.
Now is the time to show Palestinians that their dream of a free and independent state can be achieved at the table of peace, and that the terror and violence preached by Palestinian extremists is the greatest obstacle to a Palestinian state.
He read from a joint statement with the Israeli and Palestinian leaders by his side that said, quote, we agree to engage in vigorous, ongoing and continuous negotiations and shall make every effort to conclude an agreement before the end of 2008.
That was NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting. Staying in Washington now, where another top White House advisor is resigning. Al Hubbard, the chairman of President Bush's National Economic Council, plans to announce today that he's stepping down. Hubbard has been the president's assistant for economic policy for the past 3 years. He is one in a growing line of top presidential advisors exiting the White House as the Bush administration heads into its last year. Riots in France continued last night for the third night in a row. More than 120 police have been injured in the violence. The riots started Sunday after two teenagers were killed when their motorcycle collided with a police car. Residents in the area claim the police left the scene without helping the teens. The riots have been isolated in the northern suburbs outside Paris, but yesterday they spread to the southern city of Toulouse, where 20 cars were set on fire and two library buildings. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has condemned the violence. He'll hold emergency talks with his cabinet ministers. Allison will walk you through more of this story coming up next in the show. So say you've got an AT&T phone, but you want to switch to Verizon's network. Soon you may be able to. Yesterday, Verizon Wireless said it will open its network to any phone or software application by the end of 2008. The decision is being called an about-face for Verizon, which has kept tight control of the devices, software, and websites its customers use. Internet giant Google has been pushing U.S. wireless operators to open access to their networks ahead of a crucial auction for wireless airwaves coming up next year. Lawmakers and regulators applauded Verizon's move, saying it improves customer choice. But analysts say Verizon could also end up charging customers higher fees, making it prohibitively expensive to use advanced applications like video downloads or web phone calls. That's the news, and it's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Allison, back to you.
Rachel, thank you so much.